Blog Talk Radio.
Track Slammers.
I'm trying to stack a bill so I can stack a mill. Sometimes I'm like, nigga, fuck a record deal. I'm on some independent million money making scheme. You get the message, all I need is an investor. Put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Wake up, time to get this paper. Cake up all the way to the sky stack. Get way up when I come back round, then I will break you off.
Trying to get my niggas on a Forbes list. House on the hill sitting gorgeous. Pin and mirror all black Porsches. Now we're riding the woods of fortune. Plus, I ain't got no time, nigga. I'm about mine, like a mob, nigga. And I ain't fucking with no slime, nigga. And even though I'm independent, though I need a bigger budget like a side, nigga. You already know we call the shot. We got the table. We don't get dry. We drop the label. We don't get top. We top for major. We rock these shows to make us rock the cradle, nigga. I'm vibing the currency, counting this currency, and counting that shit, dollar for dollar, make sure you ain't burning me. I got a crazy business plan, I know he'll love it, so tell me where the fuck is Warren Buffett, Warren Buffett.
I'm trying to stack a bill so I can stack a mill. Sometimes I'm like, nigga, fuck a record deal. I'm on some independent million money making scheme. You get the message, all I need is an investor. Put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone. I need me a race, Maybach, an indoor pool inside my home. Chain on my neck, watch on my wrist, and rings is full of stones. Ballin', living life with a bad bitch on my side. That's why I'm feeling like T.I. If it ain't about the money, no, I don't wanna talk. No, no, I don't wanna talk. I need so much money. My house like a vault, bills everywhere that I walk, and they all hundreds. Drops when I roll in yachts in the ocean, jets when I float in the men, and they know we're switching lanes in the rains with Trail Mac. That's why I'm focused. So nigga, fuck a record deal. Walk in the dealer like I'm the Rock and drop a mill. I'm coming for that nigga Dre, Bird, that nigga Combs, J and 50, I'm in my zone. Somebody put Buffett on the
I'm
phone.
I'm trying to stack a bill so I can stack a mill.
Stack a mill.
Sometimes I'm like, nigga, fuck a record deal. I'm on some independent million money making scheme. You get the message, all I need is an investor. Put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone. 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 Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
I'm trying to stack a bill so I can stack a mill.
Stack a mill.
Sometimes I'm like, nigga, fuck a record deal. I'm on some independent million money making scheme. You get the message, all I need is an investor. Put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Trigger finger like a New Orleans nigga. So to do what I say, Orleans nigga.
situation I'm in. My crown is underneath that 1991 chicka. Walking my projects to my hip hop. I've checked, nigga, lay up your projects. If you get lost with me, you'll be my victory. Got a bitch, it's a back, now give me a phone to do. She got love on bed, I got love on bed. Fuck a damn, I'll make a bitch with a bitch in the band.
Niggas just lazy as fuck. You a bitch, pay me.
Everybody wanna say
blame what's the talking point, when I'm out here in these streets. Young tips money like fuck these. Cause these niggas want us deep. Keep my grass cut, but I'm deep. But I'm sorry for hating on me. I'm gonna hit these niggas hard as I can and make sure they bleed. Watching out for my family. Doing what I need to do. People move on when I move. All these lights on me is cool. Give me a cell phone to the ring. I might hit the clock when it dings. You already know what I mean. I'm a street boy, but I'm clean. Smoking weed till I die. You gon' see me in the sky. See, I passed out like I died. Never gave a fuck on the watch. I'm a boss, nigga, can't be that. I get street cred, see, I mean that. That's so much, but I'm relaxed. Smoke blunt like back to back. Went to school, came back. Told these niggas that I'm the shit. Went to school, came back. Told these niggas that I got a clip. Went to school, came back. Told these niggas that I'm the shit. Went to school.
See, feet for some of these fuck niggas out here. Bitch niggas at that too. Whole ass niggas I don't even fuck with, nigga. You talking about you on my level? Fuck you, dog.
I got my special co-host, Kari Martino.
Yeah, yeah.
What up with you, bro?
Yeah, everything's gravy over here, man. And just taking one day at a time and just riding these positive waves out. You know how I do.
Yeah, I feel. Shit, what, it's warming up over there in the Mile High City?
Yeah, it's been pretty like summertime. It's been pretty hot over here. Just recently, last week, I moved 4 hours south to another town down south of Denver. It's been pretty hot here, and Denver had a few big storms lately, but it's been warming up, so wintertime is looking pretty nice right now.
Okay. That's good shit. Main thing, you ain't over there making popsicles and shit.
Yeah, we passed that part of the year pretty much. I'm staying, trying to keep from being too high up in the mountains where all that glacier shit is. So.
Right. Shit, man. Fucking this Connect Gang Hip Hop 101 mixtape. That shit about to drop Friday. Same day as the show going on in Westland at Jumpin' Party. Shout out to Jay Gutter. He couldn't be here, but
Yeah, big homie. Salute.
Yeah, you know how it goes, man. Sometimes shit go down. You got to handle that, you know?
Yeah. Appreciate you having me here at the last minute, man. I'm checking in and screaming at everybody you dig. So, yeah, I appreciate the chance to just hop on here and tell everybody what's up, man. One love.
No doubt. So what, man, I don't think the guest is on the line yet, but we got a caller. You want to take him?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yo, 903-486, you on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Brent. I was on here last week. I started a new company named SubstantiaProductions.com.
Hey, how's it going?
I was just calling back.
But shit, what's good with you, man?
Yeah, Brent, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty well, man. I appreciate you calling in and checking out and letting everybody know what's going on with you, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
What's going on?
I was saying, for those who don't know, tell those about your company. For those who may not have heard about it yet, let everybody know what's going on with that.
Oh yeah, Brent, man, Brent doing big things. He got a production company called Substantia Productions. He do graphic design, web design, promo, networking. Packages starting as low as $20. You can't go wrong there.
Oh, nice. That's definitely right. A lot of people were looking for. Yeah.
And basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to create the all-in-one network package for individuals starting out looking to get as much as they can for their first promo dollars, you know.
Okay.
We're trying to cater to the guys that are coming up in this game, you know, the hungry young ones that they really don't have a good idea as to how this thing works, you know,
right.
They got mad talent and they want to get out there and they're making those songs and having those plays getting where they need to be, you know. I've spent a long time really going through and examining the way the game works and breaking it down to a fundamental level so that I can make it real easy on new guys coming up in the new technology game, you know, to really show them how they can showcase the technology they already have and make it work for them. You know, I'm really trying to highlight this company as, you know, a company with growth. We're going to help what we're doing eventually. You know, but until then, we can help you out with what you can do and try to show you where you need to be focusing on getting all of yours at. You know what I'm saying? And helping
right.
Either out. It's going to be a network in which the promo where everybody invests in themselves is helping everybody else, you know, because it's all one place, you know. So we something. It's going to help out the little guys. The little guys put a little bit of money in. It's going to too, you know, so it's really just a giving back of sorts to try and help elevate these youngsters and these newcomers
right.
up quicker, so they don't got to go out there and search and troll those YouTube tutorials and platforms and
yeah.
stuff for endless
exactly.
hours. Like, you know what I mean? It's basically just trying to help jumpstart these guys in and let them do it right, do it professional, and handpicking some of the best talent out there. So if people want to get at me, they can drop their submissions right now to submissions@substantia-productions.com. You know, we'll post a link up there so that people can get that email address and start sending out
okay.
their packets. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, there definitely needs to be more companies out there like that, or they're doing something similar, because there's a lot of like young hungry cats out here who have a great talent, but just don't know where to start or who to link up with and how to get it out there. They know that using technology is the way for the future. Technology is the way to go nowadays. Social networking, and just not more than social networking, but just using the internet and radio sources just to get their name and their brand that they're trying to build out there. And most people that they find out about are trying to like charge a crazy amount of money that not a lot of people can afford right away. So,
right.
But
these
companies
that
are charging a lot of money
are going
after people who are already established. So when it's all about going after the underdog, people who may not have much, it's good that you're doing what you're doing and you're building your company the way you're building it and the way you're the kind of prices you're charging for the type of packages that you were doing.
Hell
that's
yeah.
a really, really good thing to do, man. I applaud that.
Man, I'm a firm believer that
if I may, real quick, man, the guest is on the line right now. I'm going to put him through. He's probably going to want to jump in on this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Young Jay, you there?
What up? What up?
Oh, yeah.
What up, bro?
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, man?
And big things popping, man. Glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Pleasure's all mine to be on the show and everything, man. So far from what I just heard, I ain't catch a whole, you know, I caught a little bit of what was, you know what I'm saying, what was talked about and everything, but I'm gonna give y'all my opinion on it, but my thing is, though, well, like, the thing is, like, for the basic of, the basic routes of music and everything, you know what I'm saying? Basic of routes of music and everything is easy, you know? So we have a whole lot of people that does the music on the way that the music has a lot of attention. And with the way of having a whole lot of attention. The people coming in were having music a lot. And with not just that, but the ways that it's a lot of artists nowadays, because a lot of cats nowadays, man, seem like frequently to not understand how the game work or how the game play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have, like, okay, you have the new cats that's, you know, you have some of the new cats on the on the south side that you know what I'm saying, that knows where the south side is going to be coming to, you know, how the south side games play for their Saturday music. And then
right, they
on
can
top
see what's
of
going
that,
on already.
Right, and you have,
right.
You know what I'm saying, you have the north side. Now the north side, you have the north side being the same way, but on the north side, they have their, you know, incredible way of making a whole lot of, you know, their tech and support of their music. Now, south and north side, east side as well, I say half of their globe and, you know what I'm saying, half of their tribe and everything like that with the music. Now, their side of their music and everything like that, their music is unique, okay? Midwest music like myself and others, you know what I'm saying? If you hear my song Beef, you know, it's all the way Midwest, 937, you know what I'm saying? And like,
right, everybody got their own style, they got their own sound. Right.
Wait, I'm sorry, I cut you off for a second. I'm sorry about that. Did you say 937?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm originally from, Dayton, Ohio, 937. There you go, out there.
Yep. And like,
yeah.
You have, you know, you have like a way of everybody that's coming, you know, from one side of a universe, that's coming from one side of, you know what I'm saying, one side of a nation, that's saying, okay, we could go ahead and put all this, you know, on the side of all different places of different types of music and just put our sides down, come together with the east side, west side, north side, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's definitely great to have your region locked down. Once you can grab people from other regions, have them gravitate towards what you're doing, and still be able to show love and respect to those other regions while representing your own. That's
right.
A major accomplishment for any indie artist, and that's also the best way for them to grow and fastest way for them to grow and get attention from people who may want to invest in their product and their brand. And to
absolutely
help them grow, they want to do it that way.
Well, as
right.
an artist, building a following locally is extremely important. You know, making sure that you have solid contacts in the community that you live in and being able to hold down your own set in your own area, that's key number one for any artist. But Substantia
mm-hmm.
Productions isn't just focused on artists. You know, we're focused on artists, producers, A&Rs. We're trying to network
yep.
with all of the major pieces and show people how they need to come together. Because let's face it, there's a
right,
right way
beautiful.
To promote ourselves out there. And there's a wrong way to promote ourselves out there. And if you're out
definitely.
There promoting yourself
yeah.
in all the wrong ways and you don't
yeah.
know that because nobody's taking the time to show you that, then you're missing major opportunities that you could have been having just from making
yeah.
a mild
yeah.
direction change in what it is that you're doing. If you're not approaching
yeah.
the right people and you're not putting your stuff out there in a professional enough way, nobody's
yeah.
going to take you seriously, no matter if you sell
exactly.
500 tickets or 5,000 tickets at home. You know what I mean?
See,
if they can't take you seriously out there,
right.
then they're not going to help you or try and help launch you to that next level. And there's a lot of people out there just waiting to help guys launch
see,
their shit to the next level.
Right. See, that's what
see,
I be telling people because, like, they, you know, I'm connected with a journalist who got ties to, like, 60 different blogs, including XXL, Hip Hop Weekly. You know what I mean? The A&Rs.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's,
right.
what
I, so like,
that's why
you
I'm
know
trying
what I
mean? To get like, with you so much.
People.
And see with me, like, I tell people a lot, like, you know, like, people will come to me and they'll be like, man, like, how do you know about all this music and how do you learn it and who do you go to for your, you know what I'm saying, supporting? Who do you run into, and who inspired you to do it? And I'd be like telling them, like, man, look, the reason why I do this music is because it's not just, you know, it's not just a thing, it's not just a game or nothing like that. It's just something that
right,
I love
it's your
to
life.
Do. And like
it's
at the same
life.
Time, it's my heart that, you know what I'm saying, that's telling me and letting me know to go with it. And like not only that, but you have a whole lot of sympathy that a lot of artists nowadays have a lot of passion of music. And some of these artists nowadays and some of these cats, they'll complain and they'll be like, oh, no, nah, this music is hard or not or anything like that. Or we can't put out music the way that we want, or it got to be certain songs or certain music of this type of generation and this and that and everything. No. Really what you got to do is you got to go ahead and keep pushing harder and got to keep going harder and got to keep looking up for that success. ARs are going to come there and they going to be there sooner or later. You have the journalist that's going to come in and that's going to step in. That's going to want to take notes. That's going to want to see what you're doing. That's going to want to see your progress. You know what I'm saying? And then you have the radio stations that's going to lock you in and that's going to have your music all the way set and all full. And you're going to have a lot of time to put on a lot of people that's saying, all right, well, if he could do it, then we could do it too. If they have so much, you know, dignity to doing what they need to do and keeping it pushing and pushing it out there more and helping that artist and helping everybody else that want to be in the music game, then let them go ahead and lead them to that. Because it's, you know, this industry is not just for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 6, 8, 9, 10 people. You know what I'm saying? It's for anybody that want to, you know what I'm saying, do the music, that has love for it, that has the passion of music. And the passion of music, you got to understand the ropes of the music, and you got to understand the game, and you got to understand where the music is coming from and who knowledges it. Like Tupac acknowledges the game, you know what I'm saying, because he knows what he's talking about. Biggie acknowledges the game because he knows what he's talking about. Bone Thugs know, you know what I'm saying, know how to acknowledge the game because they know what they're talking about.
Right. Well, yeah, I got another call on the line, man. I'm going to go ahead and put them through right quick.
Okay, let's do that.
I've been looking forward to seeing that link on Block Talk, on Connect Game Radio, too, so I can go and check out that check myself also.
709-754, you on?
Yo, what up?
What up,
though?
Yo, this is Comic Maker.
Comic Maker,
how's it going?
Yo, from Canada, boy, what up?
Canada up north, yeah!
Calling
in.
Hell
what's
yeah. Good? Just chilling out, man, chilling out. Shout out to Connect Gang, man.
We appreciate that, man. We made a banging ass track, man.
Oh yeah, Hip Hop 101.
Hell yeah, that shit been getting mad love.
Yeah.
I was wanted to ask any artist has like a major track, banging track out like that. I was wondering, like, what was their motivation? Like the moment, not like just going into the studio making it, but like the moment before you get up on that mic and start literally putting those words through the system, like just the moment before you start vocalizing, what is your main motivation going through your head to get you in that zone? That's all I'd like to know. That shit was
well,
crazy.
Well, I like to roll up one and then hit her going.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
Right. That's
pretty good. Yeah, but that shit is sick.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Well, anyways, I was just calling in, man,
yeah.
And I'll be talking to you, and let's make some more of good, great music.
No doubt, bro. We're going to get it in again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You got any, like, shows coming up or anything we want people to know about that they may not know yet? Any kind of side deals you got popping off that you can talk about that you want to let everybody know about?
Well, I got a new, it's like a triple disc mixtape. Fucking brainstorming. And there's on YouTube, KOMICMAKA. They're all on there.
Okay.
Damn. triple disc.
I never seen a triple disc before, man. Definitely
that's how many
right
clubs
here.
I've been doing. I just steady go, triple time, triple,
triple it up.
All right, peace.
Go, homie.
All right, bro. We'll catch you later.
Later.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
That was a live-ass combo, man. Had, like, five people in that bitch.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man.
Yeah, so his new mixtape is coming out this this Friday. Well, what's the website that's going to be on again? So everybody can know the link?
I don't know. I don't remember his links. I can post it, though, on the page, man, because I know where to find him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Also, this Friday, I want to plug this real quick. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm going to plug this real quick. This Friday, got a new music video coming out. It's called The Story Never Ends. So it'll be on YouTube, and I'm trying to get it on Vimeo also. And it'll be on Facebook, of course. But just this Friday, it'll be I'll post it. I've been working on it for the last 4 or 5 weeks. So it's Friday.
Okay. That's what's up. I know your other video is pretty banging too, man. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was looking for it earlier on YouTube. I couldn't find it. What's the name of the video again?
What's that?
Jay? Is it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to look for your, you got a music video on YouTube. I was trying to look it up earlier. What's the name of it?
You mean for the SoundCloud?
Oh, yeah, my bad, SoundCloud.
You good. It's Young Jay on is Young Jay on SoundCloud, and the first single was called Beef. It's on there.
Okay.
Featuring my homeboy Bond. It's like a big bro, you know what I'm saying? We did that song the way that I came up with the song and everything, I originally I heard the beat and everything, fell in love with the beat. Then I came up with a concept for it and everything like that because I wanted to be, be original with it. You know, I didn't want it to be like everybody else. I wanted to be original. That way when it was, a style that can be somebody that, as if I could be myself, like I can say like, just delivering, letting people know, like, if you have problems with somebody and somebody saying, all right, well, we got beef with this person or we got beef with that person or whoever, got beef with you. You know how, you go around and people say, all right, well, we got beef with you because this and that person is on whatever that they need to be on and not be taking that time or that day to be having beef with you. It's just crazy, what I'm saying? So
somebody always going to have a problem with you, man. That's just the way the game go.
Man,
that's something that they can't do. They ain't got the guts to do or no talent to do. There's going to be somebody or something to say. What matters is how you handle that and if you really let that affect your daily life in a negative manner. Or you can just let that give you the motivation to go hard and just be bigger at it.
Some people, their only talent is hate.
I think what it is, though, is that when people be having to say they don't be having attitudes with nobody or anything like that or having problems with nobody and everything, they be so quick to deny that they have problems with that person or be having to say, all right, well, we don't, that's just like if somebody walk up to me and say they don't have a problem with me. But then again, when I look back or something, or if I see or if I hear just somebody mumbling something under their breath or whatever, or just talking out loud and saying, oh, well, I got a problem with this person or that person, then, that tells me right there you already have, a personal issue problem with that person. And, that tells me right there, too, like, damn, like this nigga right here got beef with that person, or this nigga got beef with that person. Like, nah, really, seriously. Like, no, you're not supposed to be like, oh, well, saying this and saying that, and then changing your mind off of something. No, if you're going to stick with something, stick with something. You feel me?
But yeah, like, that's the guilty conscience coming out. You can't really hide it. And people got the insecurity issues come out. That's what's going to affect them every day. But everything you do.
Most definitely feel that. But we almost out of time, man. So if you got, you know, you want to drop your links, let people know where they can find you, all that shit,
yeah.
Hit them up.
Most definitely, man. Sure. If y'all, like I said before, if y'all want to find my music, you know, if y'all want to find my music, go on SoundCloud, Young J. Look up SoundCloud on Young J and everything. New
yeah,
single
I just followed
called
you right now. I just followed you.
Okay, cool. I like that. Cool. Future, there'll be more on the way. New album on the way coming soon. More Than Rap
okay.
is coming on the way soon. Working on that, getting started to work on it. Reach me on Facebook, Young J on Facebook. You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? Hit me up, inbox, whatever, comment, subscribe, whatever. My YouTube channel, Young J, reach me on there too. Whatever, subscribe, share my videos, all that, man. It's going down, you know what I'm saying? From, like I said before, from 937 to the 313, you know, Detroit Connect Gang Radio Station, you know what I'm saying? PFU. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going down. It's all love. It's all family. You know what I'm saying? These are my brothers
yeah.
right here, man. So,
right, man. We appreciate you coming through, fam.
Oh, you already know, fam. Good thing for you to have, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love for y'all having me on the radio set. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, man. And I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying? Sure, sometime soon, sometime next Tuesday or something like that or whenever I can get back on this radio station, man, and do it all again, just having fun on set, man.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
Stay blessed.
I feel you, man. Stay up. We're going to get at you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's another one in the books. I appreciate you, Kari, for coming through.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it. Anytime you call me, man, I got you, man. Always a fun experience, man. Just sharing my thoughts
hell
with the world
yeah.
and having these new hungry young artists on here sharing their thoughts to the world and these people throwing their businesses, just helping spread the word, man. I'm loving it.
Right. No doubt, man. I most definitely appreciate all the love from you, man. It's been real.
Good down, man.
And this Friday at Jumping Parties in Westland, you got the 313-808 Connect Gang going on live. Free beer,
yep.
free food, live DJ. Fucking performances, all that shit. It's going to be banging. Tickets on
Definitely.
Sale right now. You just hit up Jay Gutter, Yella Alley Cat, Joy Boy, K, the artist, Dion Booker, the homie Severe. Fuck yeah, they all got tickets, man. They're going for $5, and they come with a CD. So you can't even go wrong there.
Gravy. That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. Plus, I'm going to slide you on my new signal, too, so... I'm going to slide down. If you're on a sneak and slide down the rotation, I'm going to be mad. But, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, hey, you go get some airplay, bro.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it. I got y'all.
All right, that's another Connect Gang Radio. Peace out, homies.
Peace.